Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Sound of Power. We are so very glad that you have called back in to join us tonight in this time of intercessory prayer. Thank you so much for sharing this burden with us as we endeavor to do the Lord's will, standing in the gap, praying and watching for 30 days. Those of you that have been consistent can indeed share with me in saying that the burden and the weight of this assignment truly has been a heavy one, but we believe by the grace of God that we are doing the will of God. And anytime you do the will of God, you can expect God to do his part. Anytime we obey God, we can expect God to do his part and making it right and making it up to us. I want to read for you tonight, just for a moment, as to prepare your hearts and your minds for intercessory prayer. Before I read this scripture and Sharon comes in with our opening prayer, before I do that, I want to first say to you that we, of course, are living in a day and in an hour where there is much need for intercessory prayer. That goes without saying. But it is so important that we understand that we are in a moment and in an hour with authenticity is so important, that we are praying from a very real place because we are in tune, first of all, to the Spirit of God. We're in tune to God's will and desire for his people in this hour. And because we're in tune to that, we have positioned ourselves to be in a place of obedience, to lift up our voice in intercession, being led by the Spirit of God, doing nothing in vain repetition, nothing for vain glory. And when we do this, when we're in prayer with that kind of mindset, it is important to note that there are going to be moments when you're really going to have to just travail in prayer. It's beyond a feeling. You are praying from a place of knowing that this is the instruction of the Lord, that God has instructed us to be in this place, to intercede, to yield our vessels as conduits, that he would use us to pray what it is that he wants to do in the earth in this hour. So when you understand that, you're not moved by feelings, you're not moved by emotions, but you are moved by obedience. And you pray until you pray through. You have to pray through the hard places, have to be willing to pray through those rigid and difficult places. Sometimes you can feel in prayer, sometimes you feel those places that you're having to literally break through, to get to that place of release for that particular moment in time that God has called you into intercession. So I want to encourage you to continue to be steadfast, because each day we're going deeper and deeper, or either higher and higher, whichever one you choose, but we're moving in the Spirit. And as you're making movement in the Spirit, there will be those times where you feel strong opposition. And so we have to continue, as the Bible says, they continued in supplication and on one accord. And so you have to continue in supplication, which means making a request to God. As we continue to make supplications unto him, we need to continue on one accord. And so, again, I want to thank those of you who understand the burden of intercession, but also know that as we are interceding, we are now on day 11. We have many, many days to go. And every day we are doing damage against the kingdom of darkness. And as you're doing that damage, you know that those that opposing force sometimes would want to stand up in opposition against you, and you can feel the weight or the pushback in the Spirit. But we cannot give in to the pushback. We have to continue to stand firm on what God is saying and moving forward in prayer and intercession and doing what we know the Lord has called us to do. So we have to remain steadfast in that place. I am going to read for you Exodus chapter 32, starting at verse 1. And when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, he wot not what is become of him. We wot not what has become of him. And Aaron said unto them, Break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and of your daughters, and bring them unto me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand and fashioned it with a graving tool after he had made it, a molding cap. And they said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. And when Aaron saw it, for it, and Aaron made proclamation and said, Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. And they rose up early on the morrow and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And the Lord said unto Moses, Go get thee down, for thy people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Verse 7 is so key because Moses, who is an intercessor, he is not even down where the people are. He's not even in the midst of where they are. But while he is in communion with God, while he is in conversation with God, the Lord tells him, get up and go down. Because the people that you brought out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. Intercessors, those of us who are laying between the porch and the altar, when you're in that place, immediately sometimes revelation can come to you concerning an issue that you had no knowledge of. And that's why being in a position of praying and watching is so important, because sometimes it's in your conversation with the Lord, even as sometimes as we are praying over the next 30 days, as we are talking to the Lord, revelation comes to our spirit as we are in prayer, and God begins to reveal something we did not know. Verse 8, they have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, he gives them specific, and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now, therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. And Moses besought the Lord, his God, and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people? So here it is now, Moses is stepping into intercession as God has revealed the problem. So for us, it's so important to know that when things are revealed to us as intercessors, it is being revealed to us for a reason, for us to stand in intercession, which thy wrath waxed hot against thy people, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out, to slay them into mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and says unto them, I will multiply your seed, and as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. And the Lord repented of the evil which he do unto his people. And so just to encourage those of you that are standing in the gap with us, how powerful a position of intercessory prayer is concerning the things that are happening in the nation. We are living in a day and in an hour where much intercession is needed. And as we see here, we see how powerful intercession can be, that the Lord repented. He repented. He changed his mind concerning the children of Israel because Moses stood in the gap. So let's continue to stand in the gap. Let's continue to pray until we pray through. Sharon, go ahead.
Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, O God, for your goodness, your mercy, your grace, your loving kindness, this opportunity, O God, that we don't take it for granted, that you've allowed us once again that we can come to your throne of grace. God, we come asking you first to forgive us. We come on behalf of the United States of America, God. We are standing as ambassadors of your kingdom and for this country, asking you, O God, for your mercy. We bow down to you and we repent before you, O God. We need you as a country to be our God, to be our Lord, and to be our Savior. Oh God, we are asking you, oh God, to be king over us. We are asking you, oh God, to rule over us, that you would have your way in us, oh God, that you would be our sovereign God, our righteous King, and our glorious Lord. Oh God, this evening we come asking you to be our banner, that you would protect us from the hand of the enemy, oh God. We're asking you, oh God, that you would protect us, oh God, from the hands of terrorism. God, we ask that you would put a hedge of protection around your people, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would cause our enemies to be at peace with us. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, with everything that's within us, oh God, we're asking you, oh God, to have mercy on us. Have mercy on our government, oh God. We realize that we are out of order, and we ask, oh God, that you would bring us into order, oh God. We ask, oh God, that you would allow your will to be done in us, oh God. The United States of America. God, we pray, oh God, for the sins, oh God, that we may have done, oh God, those things, oh God, that were unrighteous. We repent before you, and God, we ask for mercy. We realize, oh God, that your word said that you reign on the just and the unjust. And so, God, we stand in the gap for us all. We ask, oh God, that you would have your way, oh God. We know that your word said that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. Lord God, we ask this evening that you would allow much to change in this earth, that you would allow much to change in the United States of America. Oh God, we ask that you would cause there to be change in the heart of man. Lord, we know that you see, and we know that you know, oh God. And so, God, we ask that you would allow change to take place in the land. Deliver us, oh God, from all of our transgressions, oh God. Lord, we say arise and allow your enemy to scatter, oh God. And then, God, when he scatters, we ask that you would break his strongholds off of your people. Oh God, those strongholds that have caused America to bow to other gods. Those strongholds, oh God, that have caused America to embrace wrong for right. Those strongholds, oh God, that have caused your people to embrace the spirit of pride. Oh God, we come this evening asking you to forgive us and to heal us, oh God. And then God, we say, turn on the light that's within us, oh God. Turn on the light in the nation, within this nation, oh God, and cause your light to shine bright and change, oh God, the darkness in this world. Oh God, we pray this evening that you would allow even your intercessors to arise and cause us, oh God, as your intercessors, to be intercessors of influence, oh God. Cause us, oh God, to be watchmen on the wall, oh God, not getting sleepy, weary, or tired. But God, we say that you will stir up the intercessor within your people. We call forth the intercessor from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh God, and cause us, oh God, to get in alignment under one accord, oh God. Standing flat-footed, oh God, praying your will and praying your word, oh God, that you may change this world. And so, God, we lift up the world, the United States of America. Oh God, we lift up Georgia. We lift up our family members unto you this evening. And we say, oh God, let your kingdom come and let your will be done. And we thank you for it in advance. We give you glory for it. God, we look for it because we have faith to believe that you are a God that will not lie, and you're the Son of Man that will not repent. And so, God, because you look for a man that will stand in the gap, God, we stand in the gap this evening for your people and for our people. We stand in the gap even for ourselves, and we say, God, that we humble ourselves before you, and we say, have your way, and we pray it all in the matchless and the marvelous and the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Oh, God, we bless you tonight. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. He called us. Oh God, we bless you on tonight. Oh God, we bless you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, oh God. Oh God, we say arise tonight and let every one of your enemies be scattered tonight, oh God. God, God, even as we gather together once again, oh God, in intercession, oh God, making supplications unto you, looking unto you, who is the author and finisher of our faith, our redeemer, our deliverer, our sustainer. Father, we bless you tonight for opportunity. We thank you for the opportunity to come before you. Father, we do not take it for granted, oh God, that we have an audience with you. We do not take it for granted, God, oh God, that you allow us, oh God, to come before you in prayer. We do not take it for granted, oh God, oh God, that we can call on your name. Father, we thank you for this. And God, we just lay our hearts on the altar tonight. We lay ourselves bare before you, oh God, as we position ourselves in intercession tonight, as we position ourselves, oh God, as those, oh God, that would just simply call on your name, that would just simply, God, invite you in. We're inviting you, God, into situations, oh God, where society has tried to lock you out. We're inviting you in, oh God, into places, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, where there are those that do not want you to have access. Oh God, they don't want you to come in, but we want you to come in, God. We want you to come into our board meetings. Oh God, we want you to come into our caucus sessions. We want you to come in, oh God, when they are deliberating, oh God, the laws of this land. Oh God, that when they're trying to decide what laws to pass. Father, we want you to sit in the chiefest of seats, oh God. Oh God, we want you, oh God, to be the lawmaker. We want you to establish, oh God, what would take place in this hour, oh God, for we know, oh God, that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof is death. Oh God, we know, oh God, that the preparation of the heart is in man, but the answer of the tongue comes from the Lord. Oh God, we know tonight, oh God, that you are our redeemer. Oh God, you are our protector. Oh God, you're the one that we trust. And Father, we come before you tonight. We come, God, asking you, oh God, to make a way where there seems there is no way. We come before you tonight, oh God, asking you, Lord God, God, to be mercy seated. Oh God, we need you to sit in the mercy seat tonight. We need you, oh God, to spare us once again. Oh God, we need you, oh God, this nation, it is in trouble. Oh God, you already let us know of the conspiracies, oh God, that are taking place in secret conversations. Oh God, you've already revealed to us, oh God, the secret meetings. Oh, but God, we know and whom it is that we believe. Oh God, that while we're still in the earth, our God, that you're going to take care of your covenant people. Oh God, that we are not left without a Savior. We're not left without a deliverer. We're not left without our help. We cry for help tonight. You are our help, oh God. You are our rock of help. You are our Ebenezer tonight. And therefore we call on you. We call on you, God. Enlarge yourself. Make yourself known. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. We say, come on in. Come on in, oh God. Lord, bless us indeed. God, we need you to bless America. Oh God, we know we don't deserve it, but your word declares if you were to mark iniquity, who would be able to stand? Oh God, we can't stand without you. Oh God, we won't make it without you. And that's why we call on our help, our portion of strength, our redeemer and deliverer, our way maker and sustainer. Oh God, the keeper and the lifter of our head. Oh God, have mercy on us. Have mercy, oh God, on the generation, God, that's coming up in this hour. Have mercy, God. Oh God, oh God, they need you, God. Oh God, to save in this hour like never before, oh God. They need you to deliver in this hour like never before, oh God. Oh God, our God, deliver from a murdering spirit, God. Deliver, oh God, from mean and angry spirits. Oh God, deliver, oh God, from a spirit of vengeance. Oh God, deliver, oh God, in this hour. Lord, turn back the hearts of men back to the true and the living God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. For we have become, oh God, like them in the days of old. Oh God, that have forgotten about the God that brought us out. Oh God, we've forgotten about your delivering power. We've forgotten about you, God. We've forgotten about the way that you sustained us. We've forgotten about the way that you have been with us when things should have took us out a long time ago. Oh God, you have been there. Oh God, you've been here for this nation. Our God, we know, oh God, Lord God, that it has been you that has kept us. You protected us, oh God, in times of war. Oh God, you kept us. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, I pray tonight against the spirit of terror. Oh, God, that's running rapid in the communities. Oh, God, have mercy. Oh, God, against the spirit of terrorism. Oh, God, that comes to wreak havoc. Oh, God, in our nation. Oh, God, Ekendo Roshe. Yeah, God, Emando Rosha Maya. Yes, God, Emando Roko Maya. Yendo Roshe Hayamasia. Oh, God, let your will be done in us. Ekando Roshe. Ah, God, you can destroy. Ah, God, the very sect of ISIS. Oh, God, that dares to think. Oh, God, that they are smarter than you. God, there's no strategy. Oh, God, that they can come up with. Oh, God, that's greater than the mind of God. Oh, God, you can do whatever you desire. Oh, God, to spoil their plan. And so, Lord, we invite your presence and we invite your anointing, God. Oh, God, show yourself. Oh, God, in the midst of terrorism. Oh, God, show them who God is. Oh, God, show them what you can do. We ask you to throw your weight around. Ikando Roshama. Yendo Rokomasi. Yes, Lord, Ekendo Rosha. Eh, God, Emando Rokoma. Oh, God, Emando Roshe. Oh, God, we just invite your power and we invite your anointing. We invite your spirit. We invite your presence. We need you, Lord, like never before. Hayaboshe. We need you like never before, oh God. Oh God, to show yourself. Oh God, Ekando Roshe. Ah, my God, Ekende Bosha. Oh, Yando Rokoma, Sike Moshatabase. Yendo Roshatamasia Namasia. Oh God, Emamo Sheko Namasia. Yendo Rokoma. Oh God, Emamama Sike Bosha. Ah, God. Oh, God, for we bless you now from the danger seen and unseen that you protected us from. And, God, we bless you now. And, Father, we ask you even now, God, oh, God, to make visitation over in Russia. Yando Roko Ma. Say hi, Abase. Ah, God, Emamama Sikendo Roko Ma. Say, God, Emando Roko Ma. Say, Yando Roko Mamama Siande Kebosha. Yando Roko Ma. Yeah, God, Emando Roche. Yenama Siando Roko Ma. Ah, God, Heshatama. Say, Ah, Moshe Kondo Roko Ma. Yeah, Moshe. Oh God, God, do whatever you will. Oh God, whatever you want to do in this hour, Father, do it. Oh God, however you want to move in this hour, move. Oh God, wherever you want to go, God, go. Oh God, go into places. They never expected you to show up in. Yeah, oh God, we invite you in. We give you the invitation. Oh God, we don't want there to be any soil. Oh God, that you do not touch. Oh God, for you sit on the four corners of the earth. Ah, God, there is nothing that get past your eye. And so tonight, oh God, we invite the eye of the Lord. Oh God, into situations. Yeah, God,
sike bosha. Yandorobo shekoma siana ma sike bosha. Oh God, come in. Ayemo shekona ma siya. And Father, make yourself known. Make yourself known in this hour. Make it known. Ayabo shekoda ma siya. Ah, God, of the hour that we were in. And Father, I pray that as you are making yourself known, God, that there will be such a spirit of repentance, God, that will fall in the earth. Father, I cannot share. And God, we stand in proxy now. And God, we repent. We repent as a nation. Oh, God, of the things that we have done. I cannot share. And God, the things, oh, God, that we have given into, the things that we have allowed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that we've given access to. Oh, God, that is causing so many issues, even in this hour. Father, we repent. And we ask you to forgive us. We ask you, Lord, to wash us, oh God. And God, allow your grace and your mercy to abide with us, to preserve us, and to keep us, oh God, from the evil one. Oh, Father, we pray tonight for this. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you now, oh God, for what you're doing. Come on, saints. And let's just begin to bombard heaven together on one accord. Ah, hallelujah. Those of you that share this burden tonight of intercession, hallelujah, just begin to open up your mouth. And just begin to talk to the Lord. Oh, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. God, invade our minds, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, touch us in a profound way, oh God. Help us, oh God, Lord, minds would be aligned with you, oh God, Lord Jesus. God, Lord, use us, oh God, for your ability, oh God, Jesus. Form your will, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, surrender, oh God, our lives and our hearts to you, oh God. We ask you, God, to use us, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, get our slumber, oh God.
Oh,
Lord
yes. Jesus. Oh, yes.
Amen. God, Lord Jesus, oh, yes. Align. Oh, yes. Oh, God, free us, oh God.
Come on,
God, Lord Jesus. God, we lay ourselves before the sun. Oh God, before the cross, oh God. Oh God, remove all impurities from our mind. Oh God, our thoughts, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, we cry out to you.
Thank you, Lord.
We need you more than ever, oh God, Lord Jesus. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, watch us, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, everything that does not align with you, oh God, Lord Jesus,
oh yes,
oh God, oh God, we are not going to operate from, oh God, from a situation of fear, oh God, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, but it's love and Jesus, mind. Oh, God, Lord, as we come into your presence, oh, God. Oh, God,
yes,
in our heart, oh, God.
Oh, God, here we come together, God, praying for our nation.
Oh, God, Lord,
oh, God, we just invite you.
Oh, God, oh, God,
God,
oh, God,
oh, God, we say help our nation.
Oh, God, in all the different branches, oh, God.
Oh, God,
Lord Jesus, oh, God, oh God, in the branches, oh
we
God.
Say repair broken homes, oh God, repair broken children. Oh God, we say repair, oh God, abused children. Oh God, oh God, oh God, we say let no area go untouched. Father, we say walk through our communities. Oh God,
oh God, oh God, Lord,
we say drive the devil out.
Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God, give us, oh God, oh God. Be bread, oh God.
Drive
out imps and drive out powers of darkness. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. They hit tights, oh God. And the pets sites, oh God, Lord. Oh God, take over our land, oh God. Oh God, remove them, oh God, Lord Jesus, the Zebis sites, the Hittites, oh God, and the Amorites, oh God. God, let us, oh God, Lord, just take over our land, oh God. Let us, oh God, take over territories, oh God. Oh God, take over, oh God, Lord, in the nations, oh God. Oh God. Let your word, oh God, be powerful, oh God. Oh God, we just call upon your word, oh God, Lord. Just we call upon your name, oh God. Electrify everything, oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. Bring everything back into subjection, oh God. In alignment with your word, oh God. Oh God, we call on you tonight, oh God. Oh God, have mercy, oh God. Lord God, all of you are calling us, oh God. You're calling us, oh God. Come on, be, oh God. All these is labor and heavy laden. God, Lord Jesus, oh God, you doesn't want much from us, oh God. All you need is for us, oh God, to be obedient to you, God. Oh God, do your assignment. Oh God, dear, oh God. Oh God, help us, oh God, Lord, oh God. Oh God, at least one person, oh God. We can spread the word, oh God, Lord Jesus. We can invite folks, oh God. We can, oh God, also this moment, oh God. Oh God, oh God. Give us, oh God, a mandate, oh God. Oh God, you have already given us, oh God. Help us, oh God, Lord, oh God. If you will get, oh God. Go forward, oh God. Oh God, Lord Jesus, oh God. And lift your name up, oh God, and magnify your name, oh God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh God, we praise you tonight, oh God. Yendalama, yendalama, sende. Yendalama, yendalama, sende. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh God, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory to God, my God, hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless him tonight. Hallelujah for his faithfulness to us. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name, God. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Oh, we bless you today.
Oh, God.
How long do you want to?
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes,
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ekandoro shamasia ukodabasi. Ekandoro shananamasia ukodabasi. Ekandoro shatamasia. Ekandoro shatamasia nebo shatamasia. Ega remandoro koma se kenoro sha. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, God. Oh, God. Your presence prevails. Father, you prevail. Oh, God. Oh, God, have your way.
Oh God, to our White House,
God, emando roko ma. Ah, God, emando roka ne masia. Ah, God, where the enemy desires, Lord God, emando roshia. Ah, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, emando rosha tamasia. Ah, God, to wreak havoc. Oh, God, emando roshia in this nation. I pray, God, emando roko ma. God, don't let it be so. Oh, God, don't let it be so. Not for us. Oh, God, intervene. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, put your hand on the mind of those that are in authority. Touch their minds, oh, God, in this hour. Oh, God, I pray that you would give them a God consciousness, that make them aware of your presence, that cause them to know, God, that there is no way around you. God, that they cannot get away from you. Oh, Father, I pray this tonight. God, we pray it for America's sake. Oh, God, that you, Lord God, would show yourself. God, that they would sense your presence. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God, and whatever needs to be exposed in this hour, God, for the betterment of the nation, God, let it be so. God, you are our shield and our buckler. Oh, Shanamasia. And so we know that we are safe because, God, you cannot die. And for as long as you live, oh, God, we know that we are safe. Your covenant people, God, that you are watching over us to preserve us and to keep us from the evil one. God, and we thank you for that. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that we're not, God, afraid. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, of what men can do to us. But, Father, we thank you on tonight, Lord God. Oh, God, that you are our preservation. Oh, God, and we bless you for it tonight. And we thank you, God, that you come against the spirit of anger. Oh, God, hallelujah. Oh, God, the spirit, God, that wishes and hopes for our demise. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, emandoro shatamasi. Oh, God, eshatamasi. Yeah, God, emandoro komasi. That the destruction that is being hoped for will not happen because you are our God and you are watching over us. And we speak it into the atmosphere. We speak preservation. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that your hand is on us by your might and by your power and by your spirit. Father, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you are watching over us. And God, we thank you for that now. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we need you, oh God, to deal, hallelujah, with Boko Haram, oh God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, my God. Oh God, that terrorist group, Father, surely, God, there is a way. I, God, in the name of Jesus, I, God, that they, God, will not continue in the way, oh God, that they have continued in. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, hey, Boshe, exploiting young girls. Oh Father, I pray tonight. Oh God, we don't know how to tell you how to deal with Boko Haram, oh God. But all we can do, God, is call them out before you. And Father, we need you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to go over there, God, God, and deal with that leader, oh God, of that group, oh Shatamasia, God, we need you to deal with them, God, and we need you, oh God,
God, to deal with the injustices, oh God, that are in this nation, on this soil, oh God, in America, God, God, dealing with our young men, oh God, God, I pray tonight, God, that you would have your way, and God, that you would reveal yourself, that you would reveal yourself, God, in this hour, oh God, I pray that you'll raise up politicians, oh God, that are Christians, oh God, that will be able, God, hallelujah, to have a level of influence, God, oh Father, put them in strategic places. I pray, God, that Christians will begin to be placed in strategic places, oh God, concerning, oh God, the seven cultural mountains, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll raise up Christians, oh God, that will be influential, oh God, in the entertainment industry, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you'll raise up Christians, God, oh God, that will be influential, oh God, in our economy, oh God, oh God, those, oh God, oh God, that are knowledgeable, oh God, regarding financial matters, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and I pray, God, that as you raise them up, Father, that they will empower others. I pray, God, that in this hour there will be a transfer of knowledge. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, for you say, God, for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. But I pray, God, that you will raise up Christians, oh, God, that will share knowledge, oh, God. And I pray, God, that you will make us willing and open vessels, oh, God, that will receive the knowledge, and God, that we will apply it in this hour. Oh, Father, I pray, oh, God, God, that the spirit of stagnancy, oh, God, that the enemy tries to bring upon us through ignorance, oh, God, will be broken. Oh, Father, I pray, God, put such a crave and a desire, oh, God, on the inside of us for wisdom and knowledge. Oh, God, God, that we might grow in our understanding, oh God, oh God, that we'll be able, God, to be used in this hour, God, as instruments in your hand, oh God, that you'll help us, oh God, to tear down the systems of this world, oh God, that are, God, that are put in place to impede progress, and Father, that we'll be able to usher in the kingdom, oh God, God, for I do believe, oh God, oh God, that there are those that are kingdom-minded. And, Father, I pray that you'll give them, oh, God, in a moment in time, oh, God, that they'll be able, Lord God, God, to share wisdom, knowledge, and insight. I thank you right now, God, that the kingdom of God is being ushered in this hour. Oh, God, that we're not standing by on the wayside. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we know that our enemy, oh, God, would desire to shut our mouth, oh, God, and immobilize us. But I pray for a renewed strength for the kingdom in this hour. I pray, God, God, that the kingdom of God will break through and break out. Oh, God, that they will do higher, oh, God, great and mighty exploits, but they shall know their God. Oh, Father, I pray tonight, help us. Help us, God, to get out of the place that we've been in. Oh, God, to a place, oh, God, where we have become complacent and comfortable, God. Oh, God, we're doing little. Oh, but, Father, I pray tonight that you put a charge in us, a charge, God, to go beyond where we are. Oh, God, I got to break the spirit in us that's been settling for the norm. Break the spirit in us that's been settling for the average. And Father calls us, oh God, to accept
fail. Oh, you shall do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or think. So I thank you, God, for an exceeding expectation. I thank you for an exceeding, God, work. I God, oh, God, for where we are, God, is not enough. Oh, God, not for what you need to do in this hour. Oh, God, the place that we have been operating in. Father, we know it's not enough, not for what you want to do in this hour, Father. So I pray in the name of Jesus, God, anoint us with skill. I thank you for others, God, that will share their skill. I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you'll break the spirit of competition. And Father, that we will come on one accord. And Father, that the kingdom will advance. And Father, soul will be saved. Oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I pray tonight. Oh God, let it be so for your glory. Father, let it be for your glory. How am I saying? God, do this for your glory. Do it in us. Oh God, help us to be rightly positioned. Oh God, oh God, thank you for divine positioning in this hour. Thank you for divine positioning, Lord. God, that we would be in our place, that we might do, God, what you have called us to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah. God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, God.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Glory
to your name, God.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to your name, God.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Mm. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Mighty Lord. Is our God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, mm. God.
Glory to your name, God.
Oh. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Lord. Our God is bigger. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is bigger than any other. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah. Oh God, God is bigger, hallelujah.
Mm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus, glory.
Oh
God.
Yes, He is.
Ah, God,
hallelujah.
God.
Oh, He is bigger. Jesus, my God.
Yes,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh,
that you're Jesus. Bigger.
Oh.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Great is our God.
Hallelujah.
Great is our God.
Oh, yes.
Great
hallelujah.
Is our God.
Oh, yes.
Great
oh, God.
God.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
God.
Yeah,
oh, God.
God,
yes.
Great is God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus. Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God is bigger. Hallelujah. Our God is stronger. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus.
Glory be to
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Ooh, we serve a big God. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Holy Father.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord. Well, we bless him tonight. Thank you so much for joining us and praying with us, helping us to bear this weight and burden of intercession, and knowing by faith that we are doing God's will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are. And even as we know that we are doing his will, we believe that at the appointed time, we will see a manifestation of the things that we have asked the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
There will be a manifestation. But because he has used us to pray to go ahead of it, many things will happen as a result that we will never see, and that is the greater blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That you just simply have to know that you have prayed and believed. Hallelujah. Because you have stood in that place
Thank
of obedience.
Lord.
Things that should have happened will never happen, and there will be no trace of it. Hallelujah, because you obeyed him and you interceded.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
The witness of the Holy Spirit is more than enough. When he has led you into intercession and you have obeyed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Those are the prayer requests I prefer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wow, see a trace of it ever happening because we obeyed him. We got in front of it. Hallelujah. And there is no trace of it. Hallelujah. I'll just receive my reward the day I meet him face to face. Thank you, Lord. 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 And for those of you that walk in that kind of intercession, you understand exactly what I mean. When you God has called you into prayer and you have prayed and your only witness is the Holy Spirit, because there is no trace evidence of any of what you prayed for being materialized in the earth because you obeyed him. You interceded.
Yes.
You interceded.
My God.
Jesus.
Oh.
Mm.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes, God.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
God, yes. Hallelujah.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for those who intercede. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. 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 We continue tomorrow, day 12, 8:30, for those who will join in. Hallelujah. And those, I know you're already praying through the day, but we continue tomorrow even in prayer, trusting God that many plots of the enemy have already been canceled. And the more he keeps us in this position, the more places are being torn down. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. So thank you again for joining us. This concludes our prayer for tonight. Go in peace. The Lord be with you. And good night.
And also with you.
Amen. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.